Two Tuesdays ago, on the 19th of December, the House of Assembly debated the Utilities Amendment Bill 2023. Government argued that it was necessary because we have far too little battery storage for the country's photovoltaic industry, and it means that many homeowners and businesses cannot be hooked up to the national grid. Senior Minister Kerry Simmons.
Mr. Speaker, sir, the reality is that there are 333 megawatts of applications already pending approval in the pipeline. And when you add up all of them together, sir, you come to a circumstance where you have 989 megawatts in, today is what, December? December of 2023. 989 megawatts waiting to be put onto the grid. 206 of them already on the grid, Mr. Speaker, sir.
The legislative change is said to be needed to give the minister greater discretion in the issuing of licenses for PV systems in the country. MP Wilfred Abrams.
I've heard some people say that the amendments to the legislation take away powers from the FTC. It takes away the ability of the interveners to intervene. I've heard all those things, and it gives the minister the authority to bypass certain sections of the legislation. Well, sir, to be honest with you, if the same people who are complaining about that were to read the existing legislation actually contains a similar provision to the one being complained about that allows the minister, in certain circumstances, to bypass parts of the legislation.
MP Ralph Thorne said, yes, that is true.
The minister may, on the recommendation of the commission or on his own initiative, exempt the utility service supplied by any service provider or part of that utility service from the application of all or any of the provisions of this act, where the minister is satisfied that the market for the utility service supplied by any service provider is effectively competitive. Again, Your Honor, the precondition for exemption expresses itself to be that of effectively competitive.
But he saw a difference.
Today, our amendment is based on ministerial intervention, in which the minister is given the power, and people don't like the word power unless they're using it, but he is given the power to determine what is the public interest. Where I depart from the legal opinion of the Honorable Member for Christchurch East when he says that public interest is easy to define. Respectfully, I beg to differ. Public interest is a creature of difficult definition.
Then Mr. Thorne asked,
can this Parliament justify today what it is doing? Can this Parliament give the public the guarantee that a ministerial discretion exercised in the public interest is not at risk of becoming arbitrary power?
It is an administrative decision. The decision to issue a license is an administrative decision. An administrative decision has to follow certain rights and rules in relation to natural justice. And more important than all of that, it is subject to review. So while the minister, the parameters within which the minister can exercise his discretion, or her discretion in this case, are set out, it has to be in the public interest.
It is left to be seen how much of a difference this change will make, but it is certain that the much vaunted PV industry in Barbados is facing a major challenge when it comes to battery storage, and this policy option may not be enough to solve the problem. According to the Barbados Light and Power Company, the bill appears to be specifically aimed at facilitating a competitive procurement process for storage systems and potentially rectifying regulatory inefficiencies that have been hindering timely investments crucial for supporting the growth of renewable energy. In a statement, it has called for a fair, balanced, timely, and independent regulatory framework that provides transparency and encourages stakeholder engagement. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.